silent. It's the chair and the whip and the everyone on board.
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
No people there.
Are
there?
And it's not for a smoker, it's a part of the
state. I can see that the smoker is well
educated. I'm sorry, I don't think I'm sorry.
Now let's, apologies, let's give the chair and other members maybe another 2 minutes or so.
Good morning, members. I was on the line to check this and somehow we lost the link, so I was trying to respond to you. He's joining now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Maso.
Thank you, Mr. Maso.
Good morning, Emma. The chairperson is still struggling to connect. I advise that the committee chairperson in the ministry.
It means honorable members of Christ.
Mauricio, continue.
Recording. Let's nominate the colleague to chair the meeting coverage and we start. The minister will take over this meeting, Mama.
I'm good. How are you, DM?
It looks like we are on our own. We can start off the committee members.
He
will buy us lunch because it's money. I'm from an old school, man. We eat hard in the
village.
Happy World Water Day, Comrade Chair. Morning.
I haven't heard of that thing. Can you please admit me?
Recording in progress.
Chairperson, there are apologies submitted. The minister, Mr. Nkuno, is attending another meeting. There was also an apology for the DG, Mr. Philip, but I saw him on the platform. There is an apology from Mr. Pasoni traveling out of the country on business. There is also an apology from Mr. Guest. She is not attending the group of family with the meeting. There is also an apology from Mr. Henry.
If I can just ask Mr. DG here. My apologies because I'm going to have to leave early. There's a 10th anniversary function for the public private SWPN network today, and the minister and I are on the agenda to present there. So I'm just going to introduce the presentation and then leave early with your permission.
Good NBC, we apologize, we apologize, we appreciate you for the assembly.
We call it apology, like you are doing it yourself.
Leave of absence is in Parliament. In the ANC, we say it's an apology. Leave of absence in Parliament, we even have to apply for leave of absence. Thank you.
Oh, so apology is
that
it's good for
you.
It has to be for you that. It can be denied, but considering it can be denied or approved.
But in that
difficult time, these apologies are accepted by the church.
Why do they spoil the continuous service? We are in your hands. That point, and I think your poster has the difficult that please ask this to the agenda item.
Thank you very much.
That was the thing DM.
Thank you very much, Chairman, to honorable members of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation. International Water Day, which is today, the 22nd of March, is the day that has been marked and proposed by the United Nations. But on this day, every year we'll always demand ourselves and make consideration of a number of factors which actually are in relation to this resource. And I need to indicate that this is a special resource that we need to make sure that we take care of this resource in the sense that it must be developed, it must be managed, and that most important, it must be well preserved. And therefore, in a nutshell, Chairperson, I would say that these are the things when we celebrate this day, we must always remind ourselves that an important resource as team, which actually needs to be managed, be developed, and be in a very serious light, taken, looked into in such a way that it can be able to build social and economic spillovers in the communities throughout the world, and therefore that is why it's been celebrated. We have been celebrating the Water Month, March as Water Month, and this week as Water Week, and today as International Water Day. So therefore, I would also say to the Portfolio Committee and honorable members who have in this and every other person that let us celebrate with the intention of making sure that take care of water so that it can be taken care of us, because water is life. Having said that, Chairperson and members, we really want to appreciate as a department that you're looking into our long-term plans and making sure that as we reconcile water supply and demand, we're working in all the catchments together with all participants, as I have already indicated, with the aim of making sure that demand and supply is also a big issue. Minister Mkhulu and his team have gone through all the provinces to engage with all the sectors in water, so as to gain insight as to what are the needs and what are the issues that are confronting South Africa in country. And in the end, having traversed throughout the country, the World Water Summit, which was held in February, which actually major objective was to make sure that we have a national water resource strategy, which actually can be able to take us further in making sure that we have developmental initiatives, particularly looking into the contribution that water will be able to make. Our department has a core responsibility to protect, to develop, to manage and control water resources of the country for the benefit of us all. To fulfill this function, Chairperson, the department has developed and implemented a long-term strategy on how resources, this resource will be developed and managed. This can relate to a water resource development roadmap that will interrogate in those species. Chairperson, I need to indicate that water resource implementation strategies are planned. That identify key actions for water resource management and allocate roles and responsibilities to the water sector, from government, the private sector, the key stakeholders, and for implementation of this plan. They include a list of key programs, a list of key projects, and actions that must be implemented to ensure that the use of water by all sectors in the country as realized in a proper and sustainable way. The details of this will be outlined as the presentation is done, but I need to also indicate that in respect of 2007, there has been some work that has been done by the National Water Resource Strategy. And this is the strategy which is a 5-year high-level integrated water resource management instrument that describes the National Water Act. This is also described in the National Water Act as well. The resource reconciliation strategy is identified and identifies the future of water sources for the growing population, also prioritizes the future of water resource development options. It also highlights the need for proper operation and maintenance of water and sanitation infrastructure, dealing with the management of water quality, dealing and outlining the measures to ensure the resilience towards climate change impact. Program Director, this portfolio committee, as works towards the importance of water sector and the contribution. It's also asking us to raise awareness and to improve cooperation in water resource management for the benefit of our country. Chairperson, I also need to indicate that it is very pleasing and very appealing that the portfolio committee is active in helping the department our community of managing water and sanitation in the country in a sustainable manner. The management is key to exploring water resource availability for various key areas of our country, to also work together as a team to build understanding on how we can be able to continue to ensure water security for our country. I also need to indicate, Chairperson, that we need to applaud and laud you, but also, as a leader, must also consider financial investment that government has been doing since 1994, moving into the equitable access of water, particularly in those areas that are water-stressed. And we must also have an understanding that adequate South Africa is a water-stressed country, but also as we deal with the financial consideration, remind ourselves all the time that sanitation networks are still with us, and therefore we need to have ways and means of how and how finally can we be able to develop water resources to make sure that sanitation all methods are also taken into consideration. South Africa is a country full of municipalities, and this is a concern that we are looking into as the Department of Water and Sanitation. person that we might know that as anti-cultural society, what are the things that we can be able to do? Because not only are we looking to do inequality, we must also think that in South Africa we have the haves and the have-nots. And with respect to the Gini coefficient, we can be able to talk to water issues and say, this is but one of the areas where South Africans are highly challenged, and how do we now deal and make sure that we move the Gini coefficient, particularly on water and sanitation, to a better level for the people of South Africa. Availability of water across the region is one of the things that once unlocked, it will be able to bring about development opportunities as well as make sure that we have food security for our people. We can be able to talk about the Eastern Cape where citrus food are being exported. We talk about Limpopo where the Limpopo River is also one of the factors where you can be talking about export. When you talk about the Eastern Cape, you talk about the Orange River, which actually we see industrialization going in that particular area. And this is because of the development of catchment throughout the country. And for the future purpose, I need to indicate that we would like to see every village in South Africa, every local municipality, all the cities in South Africa, and all the provinces, having been assured of water resource and having plans that can be able to deal with the improvement of the water resources in every particular area. But as we are dealing with the water resource management, we should also take into consideration the sustainability of our environment. And I hope that as we will be discussing our long-term plans and these kinds of plans that we are putting forward to the portfolio committee, that there will be progress, and that we will make sure that water resource planning and water demand and supply by the people of the Republic are taken into consideration by the policies, by the legislation that Parliament and Parliamentary will be developing. I need to indicate, dear Matsogo, members, that I will quickly introduce and give the Director General to make that estimation before we meet and join the Minister in the meeting that we are in reach in. Chairperson, thank you very much.
Comrade Chair, your voice is very low. He's not responding because they were supposed to start the service, Minister. I don't see him in the meeting.
Be that as it may, Mr. Mabuda, you are allowed to be able to take us into the presentation. Thank you very much. Mr. Mabuda?
Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Mr. Mabuda. That's your honorable members, chairperson, the DDGs that are connected, from the Board of Health, I'd like to greet you all. Important day. I have a camera. I'm not sure whether it is visible, clearly visible. Can I proceed?
Do a slide show.
Okay, we are battling a bit with that is just check whether it is difficult enough. I assume the presentation is about long-term plans for the Brazilian water supply and demand. Most of the catchment in the country. Content I have some introduction and background. There will be a focus on specific implementation strategies. We'll talk a little bit on the implementation of strategies, conservation actions, and make some recommendations for the country. Water reconciliation strategies is the process of planning essentially the water balance for area. If you're looking at a catchment, metro, town, cluster population. The objective is to reconcile or balance water. Jefferson, I can hardly hear you.
There's a noise from behind, Mabuda, if you've got people with you, if they can just listen to what you're saying.
Thanks. The issue to look out for is that when the environment exceeds water availability, we need to have strategies and plans in place to implement so that we can bring back the system to balance. We normally look at the measures that are aimed at reducing consumption. Or to increase the water supply. And we also commonly look at those sites. I will unpack these points in the presentation. This diagram is normally shown when we want to, in a graphical manner, what is the strategy. You will see here that we have this baseline which shows really how much water is available in the system. We also have this line that shows how much water will be required now and into the future. We track how much water we are using at the moment. And the red line actually a projection of how much we need. At the point when this line goes above how much water we have, we start having deficit, and we show them in red. If there is no mitigation option, that is when we ask for the systems, starting with users that have a low assurance of supply, in a situation where there is a combination of irrigation and domestic water supply, the irrigators will check first, followed by the domestic water supply. That then brings down the demand of the irrigation. Up until we are able to put in a new infrastructure to add to the one we have. So the new project will then increase the future's water. And you will see that usually, if we are only targeting the supply side option, you will have a bit of a relief for a short period. But then the demand will still be far higher than the supply, unless we also do that supply side. Then actually reduce the demand on the system through water conservation and water demand management to track this line. I have some animation that shows at this point we still have a balance to supply more than the demand, so we are okay. At that point, the scales are different. So we need to then come to then implement either the demand side intervention or the demand that has been created or build new infrastructure to create more water. That's essentially the implementation strategy. I will show those diagrams and briefly comment on them. I just wanted to put it up front so that the speaker will see where they are coming from and what they mean. This slide shows most of the strategic interventions that we look at so that we have water security. Starting from the low hanging fruit, of water conservation and water demand management, increasing the demand so that supply our people with sufficient water. We need to increasingly expand the water mix by improving the use of other options like groundwater, desalination, crop harvesting, cloud city. We also need to look at optimizing the operation of the system so that we can minimize velocity and cost associated with pumping and demand. In some instances, we need intervention transfer in the country, like from Gilbert to Marseille. Or we actually work with our co-building state and implement joint projects that actually then import or share water across the border, like the case of the Kwale system. If the water quality is not good, then it is not available for some of our people. Always the need water quality so that we can do then, of course, when it is really necessary, we have to invest further large fees to the Now, just to contextualize this information that is in the management, the key point is that in our situation, South Africa is a rather poor country at negative position in debt. What is the implication of that? We must allocate water wisely. Now, usually we look at the economic so that we can allocate this vast resource in a manner that we get the most efficient. We have our own still a lot of imbalance our water water. So the need for water. And that takes us into our family process. There's also pressure on water resources that is increasing as more and more water is acquired in the system, and then also affected by issues like climate change and the like. The implication is that there is increasing competition for water, and when we engage with stakeholders, we actually also decide on the priority table that is utilized in the modeling process to say what risk can a user tolerate. Farmers will say, cash crops, they can tolerate non-supply, maybe one that is back here, but for their permanent crops like peanuts and peaches, they need a higher level of insurance. So that is factored in the quality. And municipalities require a professional Australia won 6 years, 98% level of insurance. Entities like Eskom and Sasol that secure our energy will actually require much higher level of protection from failure, like 1 to 2 hours. And that is then more concerned that the issue of competition in water health and fitness. There are multiple water impacts in the system, and efficient portion of water. Current situation with the current regime that calls for a balanced approach. In the last one point I want to highlight in terms of potentializing issues of water availability that is affected by pollution for the users such as agriculture, mining, industry, energy and sanitation, is inefficient water management practices for the ability to act on forward, lack of infrastructure maintenance that is one another water. And there is need for improved governance and institutional capacity. Just to look at one of the main things that we look at when we project in the future in terms of what is the water requirement, we need to have a sense of what is our demographic trend. We have a growing population. We are soon at growth rate of 1%. We are likely to see between 3 and 8 million by 2050. Currently, we are about 3 million. So, population growth is very important. We work very closely with state and state to get their snapshots and then we do the analysis. Project in the future. our settlements are increasing. The number of households in the country is also increasing. However, the average household size that's the desired level of also by virtue of the fact that there are less people in the household we are starting to see that very urban areas in some of our people are developing and living in very beautiful houses. They need to be connected to a swamp. So that requires more water. So that is the third theme of our climate process. We also look at urban and rural communities of the population, the migration from urban areas to rural areas. That has the properties, people can enjoy higher wages, better schooling, and better health care. But on the other hand, there is the issue of overcrowding, pollution, and inadequate access to our energy and our water connection. In summary, what is the characteristic for water resources? It is indicated in a lot of terms with low rainfall and high evaporation. Our resource is unlimited to town and state. We share some of our water bases with our neighboring states. We have an issue of poor water quality. Most of our systems are already highly regulated. We need to go far and far away from the plant that are going to the dams. And there's a very high competition among all of them. Tutorially, we know that South Africa shows in the water sources, most of our rainfall, governments, and as we progressively move to the west, it becomes drier and drier, but the temperature also becomes higher and higher. Some areas see their water was being summoned, making case they see their export mostly winter, and there are areas where they see their water. Their rainfall is all year round. And at the current moment, this is the area that is in a bit of a drought situation. We find more above average rainfall in the summer rainfall areas. This shows you the basins that we share with our neighboring countries. The largest being the Orange River Basin, which we share with Djibouti, China, and Namibia, as well as the Limpopo, which we share with Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Botswana. Then we go to Oman, there are committees that manage in a joint manner. These four river basins cover about 60% of our area, and they contribute about 5% of the country's total growth. support about 70% of GDP, and the practices, management governed by international protocols like the UN Convention on Non-Human and in the case of SADC, there is verified SADC shared. This slide shows summary subjects of global potential that we have. The orange being the largest river in the region. However, if you add up all the runoff that we receive in the country, that total runoff estimated at 9 billion cubic feet, it's less than 50% of the major river. Which just underscores the water stack. Currently, with the budget development that we have, the answer that I have, we have secured the reliable need of 10.3 billion and we can still develop another 5.4 and reuse the amount of water. With respect to groundwater, the quality of the legends, but the colors, the cleaner they are, the more likely that you get these clouds like land and ground. The total potential is 90 years a year. More than 50 resources of clouds that each collection is the scope of potential of that year. And we are currently the way water resources are managed in accordance to the water management areas that are defined as currently they are 9 and that are shown in various colors here. They are not necessarily in accordance to problems, although some of them are more or less follow the problems like the one for KZN and the one for however, some of the basins like the Powell, the Sea, the Fruit, the State, Northwest, Cocktail, and Malaga. From just the resources, the internal resources we have in the department, the services we try and allocate our resources to a so-called planning area. So you hear me talking about, for instance, the North planning area, which is essentially the two uppermost water management areas, covering mainly the area, which will be made in Mpumalanga. And the central, which is mainly the orange and the barrier system, which is very, very large, that area. Then we have south, which is mainly essentially typically sound as if then the water. Looking at what has historically happened, what is likely to happen future, taking into consideration the issues of climate change and anticipated aspects. For the output of the scenario planning process that we include everyone in this process, a very participative process where other departments, government departments, civil society, municipality, public centers are brought in. We set up strategy and conciliation strategies and techniques for each and every one of these at least twice a year, where we take stock of what is happening in the catchment system, where we are making a success, where we are behind schedule in terms of some of the prescribed actions. We then discuss the best way of going forward. And we also then adjust where we can some of the strategies so that we can respond to the growing pressure. These strategies, if a water security perspective into our national and shared local plans, like our national development plan, the national water resource strategy, the short form of the development plan, as part of the master planning of how to have a national water installation. And we are also working with the districts that are for them to complete their urban plans, which will fit into the official urban plan. So all of this helps the planner at other levels to know how to plan and take into consideration. So that the alignment in the planning process. It is, however, a dynamic process because most of the situation is changing. Our water needs are as well as the implication of the resources with climate change and the like. So we have to continuously look at this balance, monitor it, and update the strategy that you have. The Deputy Minister said that we started the process of hard work, and there have been some successes that I've shared. We are also in the process of updating the strategy currently. Who are the ones who start prioritizing the areas that are under pressure. And this summarized in this slide, since 2007, we have produced about 13 decontamination strategies for two large water supply systems. And for all other towns and villages, we have about 9 of them. So-called all town strategies at that. And we have 4 contracts now set up in our system that we that are mobilized resources to look at questions for our stakeholders at the same time. And this work is down on our website. We show a link there in case you want to go. The presentation I'm making is largely based on rules that are posted on the website, the questions that are there. Some of them, as I said, are prepared for future ones. Then again, we have more information about it. So bear with us, we are also affected by the pandemic. a little bit of a fact that we are working very hard to catch up. The National Water and Sanitation Master Plan highlighted the need to us to identify our water needs. Currently, most of the resources are subject to transfer space, constituting a bottom of our development plans. We need to increase the use of groundwater and pollutants to desalination. And these are the potential that is happening. For instance, we would like to increase the use of mass energy. Currently, about 41% of our people are dedicated to groundwater than 9%. 12% we still be building dams, so this percentage variation between 77% and 77% means that as we look at the total pile of these more and more other resources, they will constitute a larger percentage of the water, which shows us that the water then is less than what we have now. This dam is what most people have to do is to contest how people, the various society sectors, the municipal and community water resources, whatever things that we need to eradicate, service network, what is called the connection. We anticipate that short, medium term, the rapid growth because of backlogs that are there. However, we also need to work hard to reduce the capital consumption because some systems are now, some systems are now 350 meters to about 175 meters. Back to agriculture and forestry. There will be a limited further allocating more water to the sector. However, especially confident in the moment by utilizing more efficient methods of irrigation, that means more water is available. It is important for us because we have got security and some of these for land and attract foreigners to our countries for our economy. We commit to on our international obligations and like common practices where there are agreements on how much water must be let to Mozambique. And that is a high priority for us national water energy. With respect to strategic power generation, there will be in general a migration away from coal fired power stations that require more water to renewable sources that need less water. So we anticipate that there will be some water resources. There is also other sources of energy, like for instance, hydro power, that they are being implemented. That works. When that is implemented, the pressure on our local resources is huge, and we have very bad. Mining industry will anticipate that we continue to exercise its uses of the limited resources, bringing as much as possible to the other countries. where we need to make sure that any dams that are built or those that are in the direction of the environmental flows that are required to improve the economy. This slide shows the current water use in the sector, where agriculture is most, followed by municipality, mining and industrial, and ice. And this picture might not change in the future, because the question is that by 2050, municipal use will grow from 30 to 40%. That will reduce percentage wise what is needed in agriculture. It's not saying that the reduction of allocation agriculture is just rebalancing of the percentage to create the total pie. This increase will be made up by new development in the future, new AI resources, so on. What we can see is that there will be further allocation for those new resources to our past. So, as this grows, we thought that sharing of water by the leaders like the men. Now, this map shows the reconciliation strategy that is a key large water resource that's overlaying on a map showing the economic growth. I am showing the what we started to do, the deep exercise. Just indicates where the National Financial Development Perspective from the President states is likely to be significant economic growth. We ask ourselves, what is the system, what is the water resource system that is supplying those areas? And then some of them are going to we took out a lot of that when we go through the systems individually in order to cut down the supply. So just remember, if you refer to the working table that we are talking about, City of Cape Town, Coast, other areas, other local municipalities in that vicinity. When we talk about the system, we talk about a system like that that covers basically areas in the three states, Northwest, Southern, parts of Limpopo and Mpumalanga. Now this slide gives you fact numbers in terms of a current balance, projected balance by 2040. So we need the various systems here that I had to do the previous slide, and we show by and large which projects are covered by that system. And we just look at all the dams in the system and add capacity of those dams, we show that number. And then we ask the question, from that storage, how much yield is available currently? And Then we do the same for the teacher. How much do we expect to be available to some of the interventions that are independent? And what would be the demand of the teacher by that time? And then we show. So you will see that already with the current situation, there are people that are really at the threshold of the working case, they are born, the poly found poverty, and the integrated value of the system, as well as the energy. And when I go through the system, things to do to rebalance. If you just then totalize the systems that are left here, you will be under a false sense of security that there is a positive balance, surplus. Whereas there are worrying cases here that the train and the total security. In this work, the more we look at evidence, the more we lose the picture. So we try by all means to use our system and our thinking so that we understand what the same thing stands for. Right. The next slide will be basically a rundown. As I indicated before, we have divided up the country for planning areas. And for each planning area, we look at three strategies. This is largely in Georgia, we look at the water resources that we can for our youth. Now, what do we need to do to keep the system in balance? To see if we can have a need for water in the Kalale area, to see our as well as the growth of the strategy the project is called the Forum for Transportation Projects. We have already done this plan, which was based on all of them. And now we have the water.
This one.
We need to operate, optimize the operation of this then I move on to the auditor. We support Mr. Bano, who wants to guide that we should look at. Well, recently, no water was added to the system. The work then. However, they need to integrate the exercise so that we can operate. It is quite significant for both the fact that it's a very areas that are not very well supplied. The example is here in front of then we move on to the data, where the system currently developed, especially when we put our mind she raises that question. How much the time is it to run the system for all the capital? we need to continue to implement to water demand management, to deplete the reallocate, operate the system more efficiently, but more importantly, we need to implement a quality data or a question project, essentially retain. Any better pressure by and large over allocation, especially in the which supports the city of Mbogela and other users of the land, Matima, and Tanki, which is the location. They need to maintain a minimum flow of 1 to 2 meters per second. There's a need for the construction of the dam to increase the spending by about 50%. The ability of the city to get to and the planning general of the dam should change. Richard Bay, the city of Malanga, to take the dam. Richard Bay is a city of the dam. The system also receives water. We are looking at that we come into play, like for instance, the raising of Capital Bay Dam, or building of some of China's conditions there, upstream in the catchment, or the length of the right to the road. The system is almost in balance with the ability to And we need to increase that by additional so that we can use the budgeted environment and the objectives of the other.
So I think also this slide shows the definition of some of the challenges the implementation of these two of
combination that we got some 8 million. And then we need to optimize the price. Just to refer back to that high level overview in terms of the structure of the tutorial overview of the expertise of strategy that system, the projection into the future, we do demand management to forward that projection and time. And we then are timing the new development in accordance with the successful implementation of that projection. We see that currently the demand supply is about the resource. So they could put everything into manage by analyzing on an annual basis and imposing restrictions to our next class. I'll talk more about it. We move then to the game system, which is the largest in the AOL. The system is comprised of a network of hands, the mainframe of the area, the schema, the number, as well as the recent we have an issue of aging consumption, and we have to implement our when it is appropriate to use those the current version. So we have a deficit of 7 million. And we need to implement intervention to increase the availability of water to a 2040 requirement of 2 million tons a year. That's an additional amount required. How do we achieve that? We have a projection there of all of these, and then we have to achieve this by implementing demand management. We need to have already this we need to create the format of that thing. However, with the progress we have made with the technical but you see that if that is the only thing you will be doing, will have this own area where the demands are higher than resources. So there are risks of land supply here, which we think can be mitigated by developing a huge increase in the proposed eastern beach water, either as Tonga or so that is the strategy for the game. Then move to the central planning area and talk to the individual survivors as we we should go very large and complex, about 5 to 6 maybe, about 6 provinces. It's already interlinked with the Kena, Orange, the Cortez, the Antilles, Taliban, for the future, and follow with that, follow for that. Large urban centers, still some industrial users like SSL, Transform, and other entities, extensive coal and gold mines, as well as large irrigation in the Malas and other areas. This system supports almost 50% of our economy, and currently we are in deficit. Current estimate is about 2,807 million dollars a year. This is a scenario where we have the assurance of supply of 150 against the water requirement of some 2,130. Therefore, it does not want to pay. The project that the water requirement will grow to about 2,080 and in the absence of any intervention, there will be that intervention. It needs to continue to implement the competition of management in this system. Just you look at the projection, the current use, if you just follow the high water requirements, checking that.
Recording in progress.
The way we are managing this elevated issue is that on an annual basis, we are adding current storage and the plot that we are making here are based on the long-term needs, but depending on how much the ratio was.
Recording in progress.
Slightly higher than the long term need, and we actually then don't need to implement a decision like what we have now. It's short term, so we have the possibility that we have by May, hopefully, we can have a plot like that where we have the future of what I have such that we can meet the requirements in the short term. But there is really an urgent need to progress. The next scheme is likely to follow the project. If we set the green line, that Kugela Water Project will be fired by 2025. But if we work hard and we set the yellow line, we'll be able to postpone that implementation by about 5 years. I move then to the Orange River system, which is shared by the other three countries that are located originally in the island areas of the city. It does supply water along the river down to the Zagat Atlantic. There are also interlinked transfer standing schemes that support Nelson Mandela Network, also I'll talk a little bit more about the Namaoli system. The Namaoli system is the first system of the Orange and is based on Caledonian modern system. The Orange River system is largely regulated by the Orange River Project, comprising the Spanish Gales. The high output of 1,500 meters of the river flow in the operation is not that simple. Currently, in balance, it is a slight surplus to 7 meters. And in the absence of any intervention, there is a reduction of that surplus. But this is dependent on the level of environmental policy that we need, and we teach and we anticipate that these will be adjusted and initially create the pressure on the sea. There is some irrigation area that Namibia has to expand in the lower Orange, the common border around Fiyos, 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 and we are jointly planning with them about farming. This is the strategy we need to the farming for the future, we do demand always doubt. The main university here are in Utah, and we are not anticipating a huge increase in allocation. The production is largely flat. The first thing we need to do is to do the outside money. Gain some efficiency or make more water available that way to use the logic that was around the market. After the revenue is in the details. Now, if when we build this equivalent space 2, we are having air, it will reduce the yield of the orange sugar. So there will be a negative impact on the orange sugar. The strategy is that in the initial stages, when you don't need all the water from the sugar here, you can make that water available to both systems, for the bowl as well as for the orange. And we show this to the testing. Try to support the orange with a little bit more water, but this water reduces the time and more water exported into the balcony. We will then need to do something to mitigate this impact in the orange. And the options are to utilize the storage of the system or use fuel tubes that is the common model. The planning for this can include low level storage as so this can be used in a the joint planning for fuel tubes and storage. We did most of the work, we just finalized the design of typing and also amending the project for the then we will go to the next. That will take care of the impact of the reduction of the use of the fuel. However, the environmental water requirements that are currently being made are not sufficient. There is an analysis that is done in the orange, so we do have the engineering reserves in the orange, and the further work that is required to be done in the orange, so that we can describe the environmental water requirements. Here I'm just showing the impact of the 400 million liters per hour. Once you do that, you use the availability of water in the orange. In order to rebalance the system, then we need to use DDG, which is the ratio of hydrogen. Or we do another journey up to Paris at the site of the Elden Class. So this is necessary when we have to prepare the environmental impact. We will not do that at the rate of the impact. Then I move to my own water supply system, which invite you to come and talk about what of the invitations and our area. The system is currently shows you the this is our level 3 showing
Also received some of the transfers from Chiba. And there is extensive mediation by the lower house and it's very important to be in the process. And these are the results of the potential features of the system. And these are the interpretations. If there you need to complete a number of cases that constitute a root and a stone level scheme. Because the root pattern, the low level scheme, supported by canals, we need to build a balancing area. The last thank you.
independent. Some guilty media. Orange River System
Thank you, Jeff Person. Not for me. Maybe Ian Michael can make an addition.
It is a very broad information, Chair. I'm not sure how as a committee we can package this report probably in a two-page format. that 12 months later we prefer. But I think our team can be able to do that. Only supply of mass one. The graft is missing the cost. Because I think it's a very important graph that reflects if we are not doing anything, this will happen. I wish in the same graph you could add to say if we do this, the graph, the cost will grow like this. Or if we do this, the cost will go down like this. Because we can't disassociate the two. That in any development, there will be some cost. Of course, there are opportunity costs and like. And then, on this issue of tariff regime, and for it to balance, okay, we must be careful that this should not be a storm that will kill forever. We have been talking about this issue of balancing currency. Now the question is this a matter of policy that you ask, or what is all the government to really review this and run with it? Because to me, I found as an issue that comes up every time. And then pollution on agriculture. I thought agriculture is exempted from pollution. Probably I'm not learning there. As an example, which area of agriculture has caused pollution? Because I thought agriculture moves all the natural parts of the soil and all those recycled forms of agriculture. And then, Chair, on this 860 milliliters for the world versus South Africa of the average of 500 milliliters, which country we could say, just as an example, which country needs that average of 860 milliliters that is required in terms of the international level? Would that country be like, as you said, the Zambezi, example, along Zambezi River? If Zambezi River was in South Africa, like you are saying, we could be having more supply of water. And we could not be called maybe a scarce country. I mean a water scarce country. Is that what I'm hearing? I'm not sure whether my English is correct. The 25-year planning horizon, I want really to appreciate that 25-year planning horizon. But I'm not sure whether you have got specific, let's say, every 5 years, as and when the department gets a read mandate, do you look at the previous department and consult that 25 years? How is that 25 years done? Because every now and then we do get planning. And I must say, this continuous planning sometimes creates a problem. Because as an institution, if we have got a 25-year planning, that planning becomes an institutional memory. And when we have to fix it, we have to have a minor form of change within that planning. But in our life, it's continuous. Just the last two, Chair. The reduction of capita on consumption per day. This is a very ambitious form, but I'm not sure how you're going to reduce consumption, because your graph tells us there will be high demand. But on the other side, you are saying that let's reduce consumption. What are the tactics that you are going to apply to reduce that consumption? In the project, in this plan, we know that we are dealing with renewable energy. And I don't hear in this presentation where it's maybe proposed some sort of heat water system line, whether they are planned to build the hydropower station or what. Because if that is the plan, it also brings opportunity for us where that river system development will almost find itself from the electricity a resource. So if that could be set as well in the plan, because it's quite a huge plan, and it needs also those bigger minds to say exactly what can we benefit out of this water system. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I would like also to appreciate the presentation. Some of the points which I wanted to raise were covered by that you said that in particular the pollution from the pipeline mining industry and energy and pollution, what is it? The department is doing ask this question over and over and over to make sure that this pollution comes to an end. My second question is, teach pilots at school. Why don't we do the type water at least so that we get rid of the pilots? Also, what I like about the because we have a very special address against coal. That in our community, we look at the primary school, the high school, there's no light there to the yard of a particular school environment. I'm sure all of us, when we grew up, you know, about this. Where young children were encouraged to farm or to plant some fruit or to plant some vegetables in the garden. So why don't we use some of the sanitary water or whatever water, make sure that a school has access to water, so that they should make the environment conducive and also be able to have food from those gardens. And that is automatically encourage the community around them. They have their own food gardens. So those are some of, I saw a lot, but I want to stop there, because I'm really, really, really passionate about the vegetables, and I'm sure even COVID has taught us that we need to have a healthy nation, a nation which also is healthy. So we don't need enough. We do have the peace. Many, many pieces of land or land parcels is in our community. We can do this optimally with this water and then get out of the department first. Working in silence also sometimes delay our progress. So that's what I was saying. Is that the deliver?
Mamutwa. Mamutwa.
Okay,
good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, the honorable members and the department, the GM present in our meeting. missed a lot from the minister when he was presenting about this international water day. My mind was a little bit divided. I thank you very much to the GM who presented a very clear way forward in terms of how do we as a country make sure that we try to regress to give equal distribution of water to many and we avoid the exclusion of some other people. And I think the presenter is telling us about the different mechanisms to ensure that we are able to provide water on different approaches. And also thank you very much for this presentation, because this presentation is giving us a forward planning with very clear budget planning. And it also announces the issue of deficit. Getting to that deficit and the budget planning that is presented here of millions and billions. I'd like to hear from the department if a plan of this nature is presented to pressure, because as you are the implementers of water provision and you know how this is a problem, wouldn't that you plan with pressure so that when you submit your program in terms of the best plan, cash that has been worn of how much is this presentation going to be forwarded to Treasury to know your plans within the budget? The issue raised of the implementation strategy, in particular on catchment areas, I would like to hear, because Senda has got a measurement of water that is abused, water that is not measured. Is the department aware of water that is leaking, the leakages, which are costing the department and the municipalities, because the municipalities, when they are confronted, they come and ask intervention from national government. So the mechanism is dealing with this particular issue of leaking of huge amount of money. Second issue is the issue of needing integrated water management. The groundwater is one solution. Groundwater is very salty. I want to ask you a question. What is the obvious and analysis is made in this groundwater, the healthiness of it for our people? But salt, what does that mean to have that groundwater that is salty, that our people are drinking? That is coming from a borehole. Please tell us more. We've been asking this question about the benefits of desalination against others. I hear that you've raised one option, and I agree with you. Can someone tell us what is the benefit against all others? I raise the issue because Captain is saying desalination is very expensive. What are the benefits of the expensiveness versus the benefit of the people? So that we know this animal more than any other person. The other issue, Ted, I like the idea that one solution besides the desalination, boreholes, groundwater, localized within the community. But what my fear is, it takes long. It takes long to be on the ground for the people to access that water. Give you an example of people who go and learn. They've been there and it's a good to them. They've been announced. They are not getting to the benefit of the people. People want water. So late. What could be a mechanism to shorten the process of these construction of dams? Because what has been in this process for quite a long time. There's an issue of treated water and reuse wastewater. I want to be full on this statement. On the basis of the desalination process that is in Gambia, services was the word that I'm not going to use, of some deficiency, which then does not give water the majority of the people of that particular area. He talks about that one to the man. He says he's allowed to say everything he wants to say. The treatment and the reuse of wastewater, and people are able to benefit from that thing. What does that mean? What is that? Richards Bay has got the desalination plant. It's important that we are schooled on this desalination. What are the benefits of desalination in particular Richards Bay that has existed long before any other area to the desalination? The alleged issue of the deficit of 47 million semi-daily water supply. It's socially aware. But in your long-term planning, plan with pleasure in terms of this huge amount of money. The Orange River system, I see that there could be a negative effect on the Orange River system. As I listen to the presenter, that the Orange River system carries along this country. It carries along this country up to Gabesa. Now, if then the threat of such nature, what is the forward interpretation to that certain city? Because if that means not to that, claiming that the total are going to be affected. And that's a pre-given water from the river that comes to our area. So if there's a trap that is kicked, what are the strategies therefore for that mitigate such a trap? Please, the PM, it's important that we get this analysis which the presenter is doing, that is carry out an analysis each year, which is going to analyze the satisfaction of a desalination plan. It needs it's a requirement so that the planning that is made on the solution is not negatively affected. Can we get in all these areas? Because it's going to assist us. Sometimes we cry, have our hands up, say, yo, we didn't know. It's proper to have a very clear forward planning and analysis which comes first last one. I wish that the department has a fully fledged monitoring and evaluation program for a unit. I know that that's the role of management. But at another time, when you have established the strategy of this nature, you need to have someone who's going to be and say, remember, this is what was the strategy. This is what was your programming. This is what was your plan. Strategic plan. And it could be unpacked in terms of programming for each them or for each area so that there's a clear understanding of the implementation. Thank you, Chair. I lowered it.
I just wanted to say that I just take in now what is happening in the portfolio so that I can give my input because I'm still studying all those reports and looking at it. Come the next meeting, maybe I'll be able to give my input on certain issues. Thank you. Yes, I did. Can you see me now? Is everybody seeing me?
Yes,
Chair, you are becoming very faint.
No. Thank you, Chair. My apologies. I have to wash my hands. And a very good day. It should be afternoon to you and honorable members and TM Marcus and the team. As I said, one of the most important aspects that we should note is that water security is one of the most important aspects that the department through the minister we must guarantee. We must guarantee this because it's an important issue in terms of social economic rights as enshrined in the constitution. And water, like Mama Kazi was saying in the morning, plays an important role, especially on the question of right to life, including all other issues like food security and so forth. Water is so closer to the question of oxygen that if someone can take the air away from you, you'll be able to drop dead within few seconds. But at the very same time, you can't live without water. What we thought to do today with all the presentation that I hear, what is the message that you need to take home as a leadership? of the people who presented his children by what he did is that one, this government led by the ANC and his ascendancy president, we do have a plan. And this plan is in line with the South African plan, which is the NDP. If you go to the NDP, there is a clear chapter that talks about what as an important input for both social and economic growth. Therefore, you can expect when you look at our implementation studies that in the main, they are supposed to support the SDG. Number two, professor, we have also tested to know that the NDP were only there for less than 8 years. And some of the goals that have been seen in the NDP or the aspirations have not been fulfilled, especially around the question of unemployment, the question around poverty and inequality. And water is one of the inputs direct or indirect. Secondly, here the Senate is the president is having. They have made the determination that in terms of reigniting the economy, the president presented a plan to Paraguay, which is called Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan. In that Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, yes, at the apex of the plan is what we call the network industry or network infrastructure, whether it is transport, whether it is power, whether it is telecom, but more importantly, water is there. And what has happened now is that there are a number of projects that Mabuda is calling the augmentation of the current scheme that we need to do in the next 10 years, which is by 2020, to ensure that there is water security. And we know now that the manner in which we are getting our own water stock, the management part of it, around issues of pollution, the issues of wastages, the leaks, all the other things to say that we are not doing well as a country, including the lack of investment. We should have started to have problems around 2025, the population. And when you look at that particular plan, we should be able to spend more than 100 billion over the next 8 years so that we can be able to catch up with some of these projects that were supposed to give us assurance on all the schemes that the team has presented. But what is the message here? The message is saying that for infrastructure in South Africa, for all the network industries in the Bay, South Africa has what we call it called a document adopted by country. And it's a plan for the country. It's called Infrastructure Plan for South Africa. The infrastructure plan for South Africa is looking at long-term horizon. It looks even at a horizon of 2050. That plan has been communicated to the people of this land so that we can be able to respond how infrastructure in all material aspects, whether it's taken for offense, what are we going to do? Therefore, the water component capacity is part of the infrastructure plan for South Africa. Is part of infrastructure plan for 2015. But in the department itself, there are important documents that demonstrate our plan around the question of water. One of the documents we have is called the National Water Resource Strategy. The National Water Resource Strategy, it's a document that is there that continues to be revised. We are supposed to give you the National Water Resource Strategy 3 by the end of this financial year. But the implementation plan of that particular document, the honorable members, is the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan. In other words, the things that you see Mabuda presenting today, they are not actually in isolation from the bigger plans of our country. And they are also, even if you read these documents, you could see that the issues of assurance of availability of water and the security of supply is at the foremost. But then in terms of our water management areas and the schemes that we had, we started to say which scheme still has the more water available, which is the other schemes that are actually having support the time. The other point came is that this plan around water is not only for South Africa's plan, but we have also aligned with Vision 2063, which is the AU vision, including the SDG goals. Therefore, from a planning point of view, I would request that Your Excellency please find that there is a lot of interdicated and alignment from the planning point of view of this. Secondly, Chen, then there is a question, how do we get this deal done? One of the biggest problems over time was the question of funding. Honorable members, these things have always been discussed, including in the Presidential Coordination Committee of Council Council. We are reporting there and we are working with Trader and other role players. But one of the things that was noted is that for us to be able to deliver on this market task, to assure South Africans that their socio-economic rights will never be undermined by the non-availability of water. There is a lot of funding that this government continues to do from the system, either using the grants, RPG, WIPIC, but also using the other mechanisms that are there. But because this matter is so central to our own existence as a country and our growth in reducing unemployment, inequality, and poverty, President has centralized this matter in his office. There is an office that is led by Dr. Concierto Ramaphosa from Rephusa, working with the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure. This is where all these matters are being housed, especially for planning purposes, for the mobilization of capacity and the mobilization of resources. As well reported to you now, and the Minister is traveling around the country, there are major projects that we don't have all the money to sustain. But then we're saying that the funding by private sector or in terms of private public partnership is the way to go. That's why we are promoting the SPV, just to fund this work. That's why my name in the Val Samahara is involved, in Lebanon, and elsewhere. Currently, if you look at the augmentation that Masseteni was doing at that, the Umgeni system looking at Thomas and others, who are already past 68, which is our own special support package to look for funding. We have also tested the market right now. We'll be actually getting the responses what we do. But funding is going to be the most important aspect on how to go to school. The question of planning, that's why Mavuda has made this one. Planning is going to be very important. Short-term, medium-term, and long-term planning is a very important issue. Even in the department, we are increasing the capacity to do scenario planning, doing these options analysis, and doing all these considerations, because it's an important element for us to be able to deal with our own condition, that why water scarce factor. And the reality itself is that water is the final source, is the final resource. There is no additional water. The water that is in the ecosystem must be utilized more important. But also in terms of planning, that's why you could see the team is giving you a lot of options around how to increase water availability. Because the issue is that we want more water, there's a demand in the stream, but we must have more water that we can put in the mix. One of the options of more water into the mix is that South Africa has an endowment of groundwater, but that particular endowment has never been fully utilized. That's why exploring groundwater is the way to go. But at the very same time, we are saying that there's too much wastewater we produce, billions and billions of liters through the activities that are happening in our country. That's why the question of reuse of effluent is the most important component. But if effluent is going to be reused, we will also have to take citizens along, because other citizens, if you say they must drink water from a sewer plant, that that effort has been able to convert, they would find it to be more like a taboo. There are issues around culture, there are also other issues around TV, but the most important aspect to us is the quality, whether does it meet our time standard to be able to do that. But we are also saying to ourselves, complaining, we can be able to use the water, like honorable members we are saying. It's about increasing the availability to members. But the seawater, the technology of desalinated care has always been, the prices have not gone down. Because remember, if there is a production of technology, at a particular point it's high, but at some time, the more there's an uptake, the prices are coming down. That's why you need to look at your issues of reverse or profit. But at the very same time, there's issues about power. Power generation, because these plants must be powered. We fully agree with members that the department, one of the problems in South Africa today is the cost of water, the amount people they must pay for water. In the main, the cost of water is driven by the issues of power, the input cost. It's driven by the chemicals that are being used in treatment methodology. Therefore, we agree with you that going forward, our system must be able to be going green, energy efficiency, and we must be able to use our own water system to be able to produce our own electricity, especially because the stability of the grid is one of the challenges that we face. We also agree with you, Chef, when we look at that making more water available in the system, one of the biggest problems in South Africa is pollution. And Mam Chwai, I hope you did manage to get some advice when Minister was speaking. One of the problems that we need to do, pollution must stop. South Africa might not run out of water. But in the main, the water will be available, but it will not be feasible. The pollution that is happening because of our poor management of infrastructure must come to a stop. That's why you should see that plan to emphasize this. Infrastructure management, whether it is asset management or O&M, but also the issues of the leaks that other members are doing. Because if municipalities are going to do those average between 35% today to around 60% in one municipality, that water must still be paid, and that water is going underground. And if we fix our system and the network and assets, what does it mean? More water will be available. And actually more water is going to be allocated to the other. But at the very same time, people are not going to pay for water that they will not be able to use. Then the other matter is around institutions care. The institutions around water management in our country as well, and including the public space. Because with these things, they must be able to outlive us. But the institution that will promote integrated water resource management at the local level, that is inclusive of all the citizens, because citizens must be involved. Even the involvement of other sectors would be very important. The last point that I thought I would raise is that what is some of these things that we must embrace in the water sector as part of our integrated water resource management philosophy is the advent of technology. There are too many breathtaking advances in technology that we must embrace so that firstly it can be able to be used for planning, it can be used for design, it can be used for water use efficiency and other methodologies that we need to do. But lastly, we must also be able to adapt on the imperatives of climate change. One of the things that we have not planned well over the last few months, we have received very good rain. How far have we gone to recharge the aquifer? How have we recharged the groundwater? So if we don't lose that water getting to run away from the system. At the very same time, we could have been in a position in other areas to have actually managed to capture that water, but not building of big dams, because this thing of building big dams is a nice syndrome. You know, men, they're not big toys. But probably going forward, you must look at small dams that are community dams. So in the times of difficulty, we should be having adequate water to do that. But then at the same time, you can't just live in the normal way we used to be. The issues of evaporation, the temperatures are very high. We are losing too much of that water. Therefore, Your Excellency, this is a plan that the department is trying to once guarantee the security of water in a water-stressed country. These are some of the interventions that the team has actually presented. There are a number of non-payers, crowdfunding, complaining, implementation that we all have to play our part. But more importantly, these are the things that when you judge us, just on the implementation of the National Water Act and the Water Act, as outlined some of those tenants within the National Water Sanitation Master Plan and the National Water Resource Strategy of the country. I thank you for your attention. Chair, are you still there? Because we need to hand over to Mama Kato, the other team member.
I have just called your name once, that she must speak before the officials.
No, thank you. Thank you, leadership. Mama Kat.
Thank you. Thank you very much, President. You always run away to the train and you don't even get the when you come thank you very much, President. I think dear Michael has said a mouthful. What becomes very important is that our public-private partnership is in several, in many ways. But from the outset, Treasury is always involved in everything that we're doing to make sure that whatever we're going to be doing, they know. And then they are able to guide us, particularly when it has to deal with financial resources. But as Dale Matawa has already indicated, we're working very closely to Infrastructure South Africa, led by Dr. Ramaphosa, so that our plans are not plans that are very, very isolated. And I need to indicate the person that indeed, for sure, we may not have clearly outlined the facilities in this regard, but our financial indicators and indications, mainly, as we deal with this plan, we always make sure that we work in such a way that our plans going forward. We will be able to say, with respect to this 5 years, this is how much we're going to be using